Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We heard tonight about the baptism of Jesus in the Jordan River. I was very privileged to get to go to the Holy Land last year before the war, and it was an unforgettable experience to get to walk that particular earth. I fell in love with the land and the people, and it has been said that when you go from then on, when you read these stories, you will see them and hear them and understand them in different ways forever. And I think this is true. And when I hear the telling of Jesus being baptized in the Jordan, I think about that place where we went to the Jordan River to remember the baptism, not necessarily the exact place where it happened. And I have to say, I know historically the Jordan River used to be much wider and much deeper than it is now. If you go, it's just a little trickle of very muddy water. It's a pretty humble thing. But even so, it was thrilling to be there. And it was thrilling to get to stand with our feet in the water. And when I hear this story, I do hear it differently, because when you remember that we're talking about a river, you remember the directionality, the going down to go up. There are three things I want to say. In the Gospel of Matthew, where he tells this story, his main point, obviously, is telling us who Jesus is. The Holy Spirit descends as a dove and reveals who Jesus is. But there are other things to hear, and so the first thing that I want to mention is the directionality. So any river that you've seen, you know, where I live here in Washington, D.C., we're right next to Rock Creek Park, and in the middle of the park is a creek. And you can see everything goes down to where the water is. And that is important. There's a teaching in that. It's part of the Christian journey, is to understand that we need to go down in order to go up. That Jesus first showed us the way down can be the way upward. He descended to be among us, to show us how to rise. And when we are baptized, when we enter into this sacramental experience, we are directionally going down into his death to be risen into his new life. And you even read about it in the words that Matthew uses. Jesus comes up out of the water, and then it's the Spirit that descends and comes and meets at the same place. The second thing that I want to point out is how interesting it is and how human and relatable when Jesus says to John, "I need you to baptize me now." And John, of course, says, "No way. I'm not qualified. I don't have the credentials. I couldn't possibly do it. You should baptize me, but I would never baptize you." And he says, "No, really. You are enough." There's a lesson there for each of us as well. It's a little bit of inside baseball, actually, about the church, and you're here at an Evensong service on a Wednesday night, so you all may know this already, but I didn't know this until I was partway through seminary. Do you know, in order to do a baptism, you do not need to be ordained as a clergy person? Not at all. And this is not just in our Episcopal tradition, it's in the Roman Catholic tradition, and I believe in most Christian traditions, anybody is fully qualified, if you have faith in your heart, to baptize a new Christian. When I was in seminary, I had experiences before I was ordained in emergencies to baptize other people. Those people were fully baptized, even though I wasn't a priest at that time. All that is required is a person with faith in their heart who says the words that they baptize in the name of the Trinity, and that water is present. And so, John was shocked to realize that he was qualified. He had the credentials. And what might we not realize that we are being asked to be qualified to step into? What are we more qualified to do than we realize? In the name of God. Well, the third thing is, when these things come together, when the directionality of the going down to go up and the stepping into the invitation to serve, when these things happen, Jesus is revealed. This is what happens here in the story. It's not that Jesus was more beloved after this event. It's not that Jesus was any more present either after his baptism. The difference was that now he is known. he's revealed. The Holy Spirit comes as a dove and says, "This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased." And when we step into the ministry that we are called to do, God will be revealed in our midst too. Amen.